I'm joined by Michael Weiss from the Henry Jackson Society, who knows Austin Tice. Michael, what did you make of this video?
The first time I saw it, it looked quite dodgy to me. It doesn't have the characteristics of a jihadi video. Apparently, this was not uploaded to the usual forums. It was first made an appearance on a pro-Assad Facebook page. The clothing that the kidnappers are wearing appears to be all too newly laundered and clean. It just has an element of fabrication to it. I've seen that other experts, far more expert in the field than I, have said the same thing. The last time I spoke to Austin was on GChat, August 8th. And he was in an area in North Damascus, which was subsequently pummeled by the regime and then raided by the regime, where some pretty brutal massacres took place. So, I mean, I've been in contact with his editor at McClatchy and know some of the backstory, and the likelihood that he was kidnapped by jihadis seems remote. It seems much more likely that he was taken by the Assad regime, apparently on I think Assad's own Facebook page. He referred to Austin as a Mossad agent. So, you know, this has all the kind of characteristics, all the signs of them setting him up, or them keeping him and then trying to pretend as though, some rather scruffulous, sinister element on the ground working for the opposition had captured him.
What is it about the video that makes you think it's dodgy?
As I say, the kidnapping,